Okay. Tonight we're going to discuss Matonas Le'Yonim, and so that's the reason why I decided to pick Matonas Le'Yonim is because it's not so halacha l'maisa, because Baruch Hashem, I'm sure everybody gives Matonas Le'Yonim, and there's not too much controversy about it. However, we will see that I think there's somewhat of a better understanding of what it is. I think that we just conceptually think about it as you write a check out, you give it to a stucco, or maybe you write two checks out to be Yotze maybe, and you give it to a stucco, they give it out on Purim, and that's it. Yotze Zayin. Nobody really probably... What? Nobody probably goes to wherever to give it out to someone on. And we'll see that there is a machlokes, and tonight will be, I think, one of my first and maybe only... I couldn't find the actual reason of a machloikas here, and I want to be machadish something. So this is going to be the first week we're going to do that. We'll see how that goes. And my story, we're in machadish, and I'll turn the table. So my first, so the story is as follows. From Matanos Levyon. When I was in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Chanan Inspector, known as YU, so there was a number of people that used to collect money. One gentleman who was there to collect money, unfortunately, did not have such a good rap sheet. And he was Jewish, but whatever. I don't want to get into too much, because maybe you know who it is. But one of the things that we had found out is that he was selling which I should have bought. He was selling the famous Bar Ilan CDs for much, much cheaper than what they were sold for. I believe he was selling them for like $200 in those days. It was $400 or $500. And nobody could figure out how he was doing this and how this is how he was making money. And it turned out that he had a friend that worked at Eichler's, and he would have him take one or two on the side for him. And so people didn't want to give him. So he was a little bit more, he spoke English very well, and he was very persuasive. And finally, the guy was bothering me so much, he said, listen, there's one time a year where I will give you, and that's on Purim. So we all know this halacha of when it's Purim, you're supposed to give everybody. So the question is, what do you have to give them? What is the mitzvah of Matanos Le'Yonim on Purim? Is it a mitzvah that a person is machayiv to make sure, as we know from the Gemara that we read last week, Matanos Le'Yonim is a chiyuv to give to two people one matana? The difference between Matanos Le'Yonim and Mishloach Manos is that matana is not called a Mishloach Manot, it's not called a mana, it doesn't have to be food parcels. It could be a matana, i.e. ketzav. And everybody agrees with this, that it could be matana. The question becomes, what is the minimal shear? Baruch Hashem, we're not in that scenario, but it's important to know, is the minimal shear just giving the person 5 cents to two people? Or is the minimal shear you have to give enough that it's kuroi for the suda? This, I think, will chap some nafkaminas lahalacha that we'll discuss.
Could you be yotze matanos le'yonim with food or something else?
Yeah, the truth is, it's lahetach. That's the way it really should be done. The best way that it should be done is that you go to somebody who is an Evyon. This is, we'll discuss as well. Why is it called Matanos Levyonim? It's not called Matanos Aniyim. There is a chiluk between the two. And we'll see whether or not we make the difference between the two. And the best way is to, if you know somebody in your town, you go to that person with food for the suda, and you give it to them. That's really what you should be doing.
That's the sure card to being close to doing
anything. Unless, no, if the card says, like the Sinai card, you have made a donation. So that's good.
They're not getting.
No, I mean that would be pretty cheap. Right. The human fund. Okay. So the Rambam says in number one as follows. Look at number one. This is the Rambam that we read somewhat last week, the week before, on Shabbos. V'chayiv l'chalek le'aniyim b'yom Purim. He has to be mechalek to the aniyim on Purim itself. This is going to also chap the nafkamina of what we all do. Nobody, almost nobody, actually gives matanos levyonim on Purim. What we generally do is we write the checks out before, so that when it comes Purim, people will have the food. Meaning, it seems to be that right
on that day.
On that day.
And he wires the money on Purim.
He calls it and he tells them how much money
and how do you machalik between Yerushalayim and not Yerushalayim?
Yeah,
He'll do both days.
So that's a very good way of doing it, which we'll see. The question is going to become, for argument's sake, if you're not giving to a sucker like that, and not everybody could go ahead and wire and pay the $10 for the wire, is you send the check before, and we're going to have two things. One, if you send the check before, the aniyim, let's just say they live in the Meir Sharim, and so let's say it's on Sunday, or whatever, they live in a Haredi town, there's no stores that are open that day. So for them to have the suda, they're not going to be able to buy stuff. So isn't it better to give it to them the day before, so that they can buy it, and then when it's the suda, so we're going to discuss it and see if that, if you're actually yotzei the mitzvah, if, let's say this year, you have an ani, and it's Sunday, so he goes all the way on Friday and he buys his stuff. Are you really yotzei matan sofiyon? But let's look at the Rambam again. So you have to send him biyom purim, ain't poskim mishnei aniyim, no sem lechol echad, matana achas, o mos, o vishvil, o mine, o mevashel, o mine, ochlim, shenemar, matana sleyonim, shtey manos, mishnei aniyim. So, you have to give at least two to two aniyim, matana echas, or you can give him, obviously, you can give him something to eat, that's not a problem. Matana sleyonim, shtey, okay, then he says, v'ein, medaktim, v'mos, purim, ela, Kol yoda litol nosim lo. So this is an important halacha. This is where we get the halacha from. Anybody who sticks their hand out, you don't look if they have a Bergen County a certificate. You don't look like if it's expired, as most of them are. But you have to give everybody who asks for money, you have to give them. The ein mishanim moos purim l'stak acheres. And you can't think that your moos purim, your matonis levyonim, you're going to go ahead and give it to the yeshiva of North Jersey, right? But what we do see, which is interesting, is that I was listening to a radio program on Arutz Sheva, and they were going through different stakas. So there was a gadol in Eretz Yisrael, I think his name is Rabbi Elazar Stern, and he is the Rosh Yeshiva of Rav Vosner's Kolel. And he has become the posek on a lot of these issues of stakas. And that becomes, what defines matanos levyonim? Let's assume for a moment it goes to any poor people. So now what happens if you have a yeshiva, okay? So you have, we'll give a practical example, yeshiva in North Jersey. So yeshiva in North Jersey, if you're going to give money, so everybody's going to agree that's not helping anybody. But what if you have a yeshiva in North Jersey, rabbeim, who nebuch, they don't pay them enough, they're not going to have food for the suda, so they have a special thing, give money to yeshiva in North Jersey, we'll make sure that money goes to the special rabbeim during this time. So keep passing these halachas about what equals what. So for example, there's a stucca called pamonim. And I'm not, just so you know, I'm not getting any money for anything that I'm pushing tonight. So pamonim is a very interesting stucca. It's actually it's a stucca that Rav Schechter is on the Vad, and he's one of the people who gives the haskamas. And what it is that they provide training for people, right? They don't give them money. They provide them with training. And that training provides them with jobs, and those jobs, then they're supposed to, with those jobs, pay back pamonim for those courses that they took, whether it's 10 years, 20 years. So Rav Shastu has haskama there, and he says you can use this for matanos levyonim, because what better? So the question is, what's the fine line of what is it for the suda? And maybe, the mitzvah of matanos levyonim really has nothing to do with the suda's purim. We said last week, and we said on Shabbos, that when it comes to Mishloach Manos, possibly there's a two chilukim. It might be for food for the Suda, or some is an inyan of Reyos on Purim. So maybe we're going to say things of Matanos Levyonim is the same exact thing. It's not really that we have to make sure that every single Jewish person eats on Purim. It's that you have, meaning eats the Suda on Purim. It's that you have a special mitzvah, because this is a day of Simcha, this is the day of Purim. You have to have there's a special mitzvah of getting stuck on this day. Maybe it's different than other days, or maybe it's not even so much different. You should give a little bit more. This is a day that normally, maybe you're not machayev to give a certain person staka because they don't have the proper certificates. You give them anyway. There's a mitzvah staka you should give to everybody because of the happiness of the day. But maybe it has nothing to do with the suda. That's what we'll see. So this is what the Rambam writes. And the most important line of the Rambam, which unfortunately has not become as famous, and it should, is Yud Zayin, Mutav La'adam, Laharbos, B'matonos, Le'evyonim, Laharbos, B'sudo, V'shalach Monos, L'reyehil. It is better, and this has been paskin, not only is it better, but this is what you have to do, is that a person has to give more money to Matanos Le'avyonim than to the money he spends on the Suda, and furthermore, what he spends on Mashach Manas. And as we know, many, many people spend a lot of money on Mashach Manas. And this definitely is a nafkamina, a practical ramification as to today. So if you have a person who, let's go to the woman that I quoted who has the Zamas cake and the bottle of champagne, and she has to buy so many that she spends probably over $1,000. She has to give $1,001 to Matanos Le'avyonim, according to the psak of the Rambam. This is an important psak. And if she has a Suda too, and the Suda is another few hundred dollars, that's what she has to do. Oh, beautiful. So the Rambam, this is a very important point. And that is, I assume you're referring to, and if you're not, I'll say you are. We said the Gemara last week. The Gemara gives us the case, right, of Rebbe sending to, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, sending to Rav Shaya, and he sends him this Ma'os Purim. And the Gemara actually says that when he sent him the polka, whatever it is, the leg, and he sent him the bottle of wine, what does Rav Shaya say? He says, Yor Yosei Mishach Manas U Matanos Le'avyonim. And we said that the Gra and the Bach take it out. Okay, fine, but that's what the Gemara says. How can it be Yosei Matanos Le'avyonim? So maybe you can be Yosei with that. What the only problem that's going to be with that, which we'll answer Mitzvah Hashem later tonight, is... Maybe Rav Shaya, it's also difficult to say that Rav Shaya was poor, because apparently, historically, that might not have been true. Certainly, Rav Yehuda Nasi was not poor. The problem is also Matanos Le'avyonim. It didn't say that he gave Matanos to two people, so we'll see. Maybe his wife was included. Okay, we'll see. But it's a good question. So that, yeah, it is possible that you could be Yosef. However, understand this. Nobody is going to define an Ani as... I shouldn't say this. It's a fine line, too, but... you're probably not going to define an ani as somebody who lives in our communities. Meaning, Baruch Hashem, as much as... Right. So, however, the fine line is, what I unfortunately didn't have enough time to talk about on Shabbos, which is Project Ezra. What Project Ezra does is a tremendous mitzvah. Because these are people who don't have jobs. They're not going to come knocking door to door. Right? And they're not going to say, listen, I need money. So here, what are we doing for them? We're providing them with a job to go ahead and deliver to people. The monos that they're delivering does not cost Project Ezra anything, I believe. And they're getting paid to do it. So let's say it costs $7.50, and of that, each of the drivers get $5 per mono. They're making money, and they're using that money, so they don't have to. So this goes back to the question that Sam Levy asked last week. Lav dafka, that if you give Matanos Le'avyonim, the person says, thank you very much, but somebody already gave me two challahs and I have enough for my suda, you're still yotzei the mitzvah. So even though this guy, you're still yotzei the mitzvah. The question is, again, there seems to be some sort of fine line. So let's, if you don't mind, we'll skip number two for now. We'll go to it later and see what the Shulchan Aruch passes.
If Matan Slavyonim is on the store himself, he already has two challahs or food, and he's going to use whatever he gets for Monday's meal or Tuesday's meal.
Right. Right, so it's going to depend on the reason, which we'll see soon, but
that
you would...
That goes into the category of whether the Matanos Le'avyonim has to be for a more...
Right. So that's what it's going to be, is that what is the mitzvah of Matanos Le'avyonim? Is it mamash? But I do think that even if you hold it has to be mamash for the Suda, just like by Mishloach Manos, you're still Yotze if you buy the person...
As long as he could have,
and that seems to be Paskin La'alok, and it happens to be... See, we're spoiled, because nowadays we have no problem. That even if, Baruch Hashem, we don't have in our community poor people, you can send to different things. There are times where people found themselves in the middle of Poland somewhere. So how did they do, right? And let's just say, in a rich town, right, that lived in Rizhina, right, where they were rich, everybody was rich, and they didn't have poor people. Let's just say that there was a case like this. So then what do they do? How do they do it? So let's say there was one poor guy, Yankel was the poor guy in the town, and to everybody's mind, now Yaakov becomes a rich guy on Purim. What do you think Baruch Hashem, he's smart enough to know he's going to save up some of the food he got and some of the money he got. So we'll see what that is. So let's see the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Shulchan Aruch Paskins is number three. There's a Siman Tuf Reish Tzadik Dalu, which unfortunately, when people are learning Hilchos Purim, they somewhat jump over. They shouldn't. Chayv kol adam litein lufach l'shtei matanos l'shtei aniyim. You have to give at least a two. So the Haggah, I've erased, because the Haggah goes into the whole Indian of Masses of Shekel. Which isn't for, maybe next year we can do it. Ein Rishon Mos Purim. L'Sogel Cheres. You have to give Mos Purim to Matanos Le'avyonim purposes. It can't go to other people. Hagah, V'daka HaGabayim. So the Gabayim, this is talking about the Gabayim. Avahaniyim Yachal La'asos Bo Masha Yirtza. So David, the answer to your question is, So that's the gabayim, that they can't go ahead now, and they got all this money, and now they look at the chart of who needs food, and they go, oh, he needs, okay, we have for him, we have $10 for him, we have all the money for him, now we have $100 left over, let's give it to Levi and Mizrach instead. They're not allowed to do that. That they have to do. The Aniyim themselves, they can do whatever they want with it. If that year they made out with $1,000 and they want to go to Bahamas, so you could say, oh, but now they're not yotzei the mitzvah because they took the money and they, no, you still yotzei the mitzvah. So it's, by the way, to the point where we might even say that if it turns out after that that guy has a secret Swiss bank account and he had really $500,000 in it, you might still be yotzei the mitzvah. Ein medaktikim b'moos purim ela kol mi. So we know on Purim, when it comes to Purim, we give to everybody. So there's a problem nowadays, Rahman al-Islam, that some of the people that come and collect are actually not Jewish. Might be surprising, right? That some of these Nebuch Russian people that come specifically. What? Right. Right. Or if I may, I don't want to get too political and say anything about the UJA, but there could be cases where, used to be cases where they didn't give only to Jewish causes. Right? Or could be. I never heard of this before, right? So, b'maka, right, she'in anim yachol, la'akev ma'oz purim shalo la'atma v'nosu v'makam she'yirtze. So then that's going to become the questions that we're going to discuss of what exactly defines. So listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Very important Mishnah Berurah. Everybody has to give in Aleph, Bein Isha, Bein Isha. If you have Ani, I'm Esparishman of Staka. Right? Everybody has to give, and you have to come. It's like that Lashon is like the Lashon of, you have to make sure you have Arba Kosos, but this is a very important mitzvah. Litein Lefachos. So in that, in number four, he says as follows. B'Rashoi, Litein Ma'achel O Ma'os. Below, Mitzuov Ke'eth, Kama Yi Yeshir Matonis. I never found what exactly is the amount that you have to give? Uvechadushe, right? So he quotes the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim essentially says, I can't really give you a paskin what exactly the amount is. However, in the Chadushe, Aritva Kasav, Afilu Shte Prutos, Deshave Pruta, Chashuva Matana. That even two Prutos, right? That's Chashuva the Matana. So if you give 2 cents, or maybe with inflation, it's increased. But you give a certain amount, that's considered a chashuva is talking about that. Have a low pachas, so you can't give less. So the question becomes, right, how can the Ritva say this? How can the Ritva say that that's it? So clearly we have to define the first thing. The Ritva did not mean that in his days, 2 prutas bought you a meal, right? This doesn't seem to be from the poskim who discussed this, that's not true. He's making a chilek and he's saying, no. This guy, Mimirz Hashem, he's going to get enough money for the Suda. You only have to give. You don't have to give enough for a Suda for him. You have to give him Staka, right? So you can give him. And the halacha, the question is, if there's a halacha that everybody that comes to you have to give them, how much do you have to give them? If you just give them a penny, right, even if you give them $1, can they buy anything with $1 nowadays? I know you can buy a phone call, but that's what the question is. So, then he says in the next underlined part, Nira Li, the Lechachila Tzarech Litein Le'evion Dover Haroi Lahanos Yimenu Bipurim Ma'achol Mos Yachalot Si Bipurim. What's the question here? The question is, can I give him, as we said, we asked the question on Shabbos, can you give him what? Can you give him clothes? Can you give him a sefer? Can you give him something else that is considered a matana? Because this one actually says matana. Last week we made the Chiluk, it's Mishloch Mono, so that's not considered a mono. Why wouldn't this be good too? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin, sorry, it has to be something. The same thing that we're going to say, the Halachas Katanas doesn't discuss this, we said last week, but it would probably go along the same lines as if he could bargain it out for money very quickly, maybe it would be mutter. But that's clearly somewhat of a different discussion in itself.
Right.
So it's all going to lead to that, so that's why maybe it would be mutter, you're right. About the MS Fut of Lahabos and Matonas Levyonim, we know, and he just... Right.
I thought so too.
Yeah, when I saw him on Thursday night, I asked him, when I gave him the check for this, he was collecting for another stucker then, he was speaking for another stucker. But I asked about that, and I said...
Not only is it a big jump, but it's also more, you just made it up, it's more like the payment of a loan. Because you just made it up, those people...
Right, so that's just a shtick, I think. The way he put it to me, that's just a shtick. Some of them don't pay back, and probably many of them don't pay back, but they want you to give money.
They do, it doesn't come back
back. Yeah. Maybe that would be good. That's a good cop. And if they pay back your thing, we'll give you back the money. Without interest, obviously. Then he says, so you're supposed to give more to matanos for avyonim milaharvos to suudom mishloach manos for eiv she'ein simcha gedola u forav to what el l'sameach levaniyim yisom v'amanos, that you're being dom l'shchina, because that's what it says, that a person dom l'shchina, because that's what the Ravona Shalom does, so that you should give. That's the most important thing, is to give staka to be m'sameach levaniyim yisom, and that's what you have to do. So what we saw from here is the Mishnah Berurah quotes and seems quotes l'halacha this Ritva. That the Ritva said that you don't really have to give a full Suda. You just have to give some money, and you would have to give two matanas that equal something, a currency, meaning something that's somewhat chashuv, meaning it could be as little as a quarter. And don't worry, Mr. Shem, he'll get enough that he can buy it. So this is not necessarily what everybody holds. And the Shari Tshuva goes to task on this and doesn't like this at all, what the Mishnah Berurah said. And he says, he's going to have a problem with this Chazushi Aritva. He's going to say, Matanos Levionim. Of course you have to do it, you have to give the something for the Suda. So he quotes the Mate Yehuda and the Zer Yaakov. And they say as follows, She'im no sein mo'ot sarch yitain shir she'ikana gimel beitzim ochel. V'im no sein ochlim sarch yitain mo shir gimel beitzim mipah. Right, that he even defines it that it should be as far as it has to be something chashul that he can eat, and if not, the gimel beitzim mipach. So it's even maybe a larger thing. Kach nira, right? This is really what the halach is, and therefore lefizeh imachak liani emana, right? Lekuli amet prut lo yatsa. You can't buy anything with that. You're definitely not yotze. So. So he has a very problem with that. And the truth is that many don't understand the Chiddushi Hadrit for what he was getting at, and why the Mishnah Berurah quoted him. The Ben Ishchai, the Kapachayim, and this is really, others say, based on the Maharsha, that the Maharsha says that, how are you going to tell me that the Chiyuv of Matanos Levyonim, we had said that Mishoch Manos really comes from a Chiyuv of Matanos Levyonim, meaning, the reason why Mishoch Manos was created according to one Shita was so that everybody has enough food for the Suda, and that nobody would be embarrassed, and that everybody gets, even the rich people get these matanos, mishloach manos.
Why can we say this is boss talking about the yoni?
I don't know, I haven't seen the Ritva inside, so I can't say, but from what the way the Mishnah Berurah quoted, that's not, it wouldn't be that way. He's saying that the ani, who has no money, so you only have to give two pennies.
The way the halacha is put together, it kind of makes sense. I mean, you have to give to two anim, right? And you have to give to anybody who asks.
Right.
So those things are built in, that someone who needs will continue to ask until they get.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, more people are giving to more people.
No, but it,
so it would make sense. If you give a little bit, that's fine, because they'll get enough for the system.
Right.
Everybody else.
Okay, so you hold like the Ritva.
Right. I'm just saying logically.
Mr. Rose quoting you this on the Alkane.
Right.
That's who the Chol Pachos stay through those. And even that person can't go left and wrong.
I don't know. I'm just the other Achronim that I've seen don't seem to. We'll see the Tzitz Eliezer. He doesn't read the Ritva like that. Mm-hmm. He thinks it's talking about everything, and then he makes the chiluk of this psak of the Shari Tshuva, which is this is Zer Yaakov, the Ben Yishchai, the right to the Marsha. So just to finish up the Marsha, so he says that Mashach Manos, you're going to tell me that there's a minimum shear of Mashach Manos, even if you hold the Simcha Vareyos, there's a minimum shear. You're going to tell me that shear is more than Matanos Levyonim. It doesn't make any sense. It can't be that way. So there's no way that way. And the Piskei Tshuva writes, he even holds it higher than Gimel Beitzim. He says it's on a higher level. Okay. So the question becomes, what is the practical ramification? What exactly is the Machlokas based on here? That you have these two things. But Tzitz Eliezer also discusses that there's a machlokas here. And he quotes a modern day Achron Zeh HaShulchan, who quotes this machlokas, Achronim, of the Zer Yaakov, that's brought in the Shari Tshuva, and basically that the Ritva doesn't agree. The Shavuot Chashu Matana, Aval Lo, Mipachos, and So he said that people used to hold from the Ritva, and everybody held from the Ritva, but then it was meforsim to him that he shore the Zera Yaakov, and this appears to be what the halacha is. And he quotes the Machzik Bracha, the Chida, that this is the way he held too, and this is where we should try to be. The question is, do we hold like the Ritva? So what exactly is going on here? So this is what we have to make. So this is somewhat certainly of a chiddush, and it's not necessarily true. The chiddush that I think you can make is defining what the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim is. Just like we did by Mishal Manos. Is the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim a mitzvah on Sudas Purim? Meaning that you have to make sure that every Jewish person has Sudas Purim. And therefore, it's a chisaron if a person doesn't. And the truth is, this is the same mitzvah that's similar to that of Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, that we have to give Mishloach Manos, Matanos Levyonim. So we call it different things in different times, right? We call it Maus Chitim. We call it before the truth is before Shoshana too. The people call it Maus Chayim that you're supposed to give before to give Staka before the Yom Tov. So maybe that's the reason, or no, maybe the reason is every single day a person has a mitzvah to give Staka. There's no question about it. And maybe this is part of the mitzvah Staka. It's on a heightened level this day. Why? Number one, you have to give to everybody. So clearly, at the end of the day, you're going to give more tzedakah. Clearly, the Megillas Esther tells us we have to do it. But it's not going to be on the highest level that it's equal to, here's a certain shear, this is what you have to do. You have to laharbos the tzedakah, you have to give more tzedakah. Because intrinsically, in a day of simcha, you have to give more tzedakah on a day of simcha. And it happens to be that this is one of the only days of the year that's a day of simcha that you could give tzedakah. My raya would be as follows. My raya would be about Birchas Shechayanu. So it's interesting, the Magen Avraham says that when we say the Shechayanu, why don't we say Shechayanu by everything? By Megillah we say it twice. And by Mashalach Manos you don't say it. By the Suda you don't say it. And by Matalos Levyonim you don't say it. So he passes a well-known halacha in the morning when the Chazan, they make out, the Chazan is going to have Mosi, that just Shechayanu, this is the Magen Avraham speaking, is being Yotze, Mishloach Manos, and Sudas Purim. Fine. So the Chuz Vahanogos or Shtormach asks, what happened to Matanos Levyonim? Why didn't he mention? Magen Avraham doesn't mention Matanos Levyonim. What? Oh, right. So that would be my chiddush, that it's not a unique thing for, and therefore, you have to get stuck every day. So you're going to make a Shechianu on it, just like we said, you don't make a bracha on stucca, bichlal. Why don't you make a bracha on stucca? There's no shear of stucca. You have to get stuck every day. What's the chiddush here? By Matanos Levyonim, by Sudas Purim, there's a shear. You have to do a certain thing. We discussed last week about Simchas Purim. Does the Sudas Purim mechayev you to have pas? Is it a real Suda? The halachas, you have to know. Matanos Mishloach Manos, now we know all the halachas. Whether we're going to follow them or not, it's a different story. Come to my house and see what's going on there. So that is the question. But when it comes to staka, right? Sure. I forgot to mention, I hold that you can give svarim. Svarim is 100% mutter. I get a lot more hano if you give svarim. My wife doesn't. My wife doesn't. But and jewelers.
Okay. Here we don't seem to have that.
Oh, good. Okay. But, if I could bring out my chiddush even further, that's what we're talking about here. So according to this chiddush, oh, so it happens to be also, I forgot, shouldn't leave out, that there are those that are quoted that say, right, I'm trying to think who it is. I don't want to misquote it. One of the other Achroinim on the Shulchan Aruch basically says, no, he includes Mishloach Manos. So this would appear to be against what the Magen Avraham quoted. Right? So that's the question. So according to that, the Magen Avraham really is quoting the Shlah, and the Pri Megadim doesn't quote this. The Pri Megadim says it as if the Magen Avraham left it out. That when the Chazan gets up there, he's supposed to be Mekavein Mishloach Manos, Sudas Purim, and of course, Matanos Levyonim. So what's the chiluk? The chiluk is that how do you define this? Are you going to say it's defined as a miyuchad mitzvah of Sudas Purim, and therefore the chiluk of Stuk is going to be different? You're going to have to give Sudas Purim. You have to give something that's right Sudas Purim. I'm not telling you, certainly with an ani, I'm not going to tell you that it has to be $100. maybe $2. What can buy you two pieces of bread? So, and it doesn't go by, I remember we once asked Rav Shach for this, right? So nowadays, you can't really just buy two pieces of bread. You have to buy the loaf. He said, no, if two pieces of bread is, right, whatever it is, how can it be? No, $2. Not even $2. Right? Whatever it is. $1, whatever it is. So that would be. Or you can say, no, it's like any day. Today's a heightened level. You're supposed to give a lot of staka. You give a penny like you normally give, you stingy person. You give a penny, you give two pennies. Anybody that answers, you give. And that would be the chilek. And that's why the Magen Avraham doesn't mention it. Because according to the Magen Avraham, it's like staka like any day. And therefore, what? Therefore, you give what you give normally. According to the Puri Megadim, no. It's different. On this day, you have to give a certain amount today to have for the Suda.
The problem with that.
Yeah?
The problem with that is, if that's the case, you should only be announcing the Suda, not
because by Mishloach Manos, even if it's the second Shita is not something that you normally do. That we're going to say what? That even if it's Achvareus is defined specifically as a certain thing. Even those that hold Achvareus might not say that you can buy clothing.
No, but that's the ones that say
everything. What? Yeah, if you say this with Pisuda.
So then the Shechianu for the Suda is normal.
I see what you're saying. Oh, this is a good thing. Well, let's just get it on the CD. What you're basically saying is, it's a good point, that when he makes the bracha, so the bracha, he should say, you should have in mind Suda's Purim. Because Suda's Purim basically says, you should have in mind Suda's Purim for yourself, Suda's Purim for others, which is Mishloach Manos, Suda's Purim for others, which is Matanos Levyon. Good, however, maybe we're going to say that that's pushing it a little bit too much. That a person, as smart as he is, and realizes that his chi of Suda's Purim doesn't necessarily mean that he has to remember what the mitzvahs are. There's a mitzvah of having your own Suda's Purim. There's another mitzvah of making sure that everybody else has Suda's Purim. That's two separate mitzvahs.
Very hard
right. Yeah. That's why it's a stretch. That's why I'm not a Rosh Hashiva somewhere. Just set them. Storm Torah. So let's ask a few questions before we end. Questions are as follows. Some practical ramifications we said before. What about, is there a chilek? Why is it called Matanos Le'evyonim? Is there a difference between Evyonim and Aniyim? Practically there is. What's the difference? The difference is that a Evyon, Chavos Yar says, and Makor Chaim says this. What's the difference? An Evyon is somebody who has no busha. That he will go and he'll collect door to door. He'll go to anybody. He mamish needs the money. And probably means that somebody, Nabuch, who really goes meal to meal not knowing where his next meal is coming from. That's the big difference between an Ani. An Ani is somebody who, Baruch Hashem, probably has meal to meal. He doesn't have great meals. And he might not have shoes that fit his children. He might not have clothes for next winter. But Baruch Hashem, he has what? He probably lives in a house. He probably lives in an apartment. It might be too small. It might be a one-bedroom apartment. But it's not on the level in Evyon. It probably lives on the street even, Nebuch. And the question is, why did the Megillah say, Matanos Levyonim? Maybe it's Dafka talking about that person that is totally desolate, that is in that frame of mind. And this definitely chaps an afkamina. Because there's a big difference between the stakas you give to. Many of these stakas are for aniyim. These are for people who, and then it defines the poskim that asks, nowadays the busha level is much different. That there are people who will stand online for a soup kitchen, who Baruch Hashem live in a two-bedroom apartment. But no, they live in a certain area where this is makubal, that people go for lunch, they go to this soup kitchen, right? So that would be the question. So that's in number 7, what the Mo'adim Azmanim asks, on basically what the Oruch HaShulchan says. Shuv matati b'Oruch HaShulchan dato shigam b'purim af d'chziv matonos levyonim yotza nami b'oni. V'chidishu b'purim d'stagi d'evyon. Right? Do we say it's just for an evyon? Af shiv'at muvakesh. Right? So he brings what the chilek is and asking what it would be. So according to the Oruch HaShulchan, the chidish of the Oruch HaShulchan says it's to anybody. Whereas, according to the Makor Chaim, the Chavos Yair, you're only yotzi with an Evyon Mamish. So if you would like, we could expand this to what we said, but I'm not necessarily going to do that. Meaning, are we going to say that that's the Chilah? If you say that it goes to an Ani, so that's holding like everything else. It's like any Mitzvah Stakha. Or is it to an Evyon? Somebody who Mamish has no food for the Suda, So that would be the chilek. However, the reason why I wouldn't make the chilek is because we don't say that by maos chitim. Maos chitim also, I don't think we make a chilek between evyonim and aniyim. The reason why it's a big nafkamina is because all the stuckas today, you know, are on that fine line where you have a lot of stuckas that give to people who are sitting and learning in kolel. So the question is, are they really considered poor? People who are on welfare, so the Baruch Hashem, they have money for their children, right? Even if you take in the United States, people are on food stamps. So unless they're doing something not so wise, they should be buying food so that their kids and they have the food. This is what food stamps, this is, you know. So that would be the shaila, whether or not. And maybe you can hold from the chiluk that I just said. What? Gotta be a citizen, right? That's true. Right. So here's the other two nafkaminas would be, why did we say matanos le'evyonim? So we have them as a chiluk between the words that have been plural, matanos and evyonim are in plural, but the chiluk that we made before is, why two people? So the Bach explains why it became this minhag kadmonim, that the halacha is you have to send to two people, and he says as follows. The reason is because when it comes to Nebuch, unfortunately, poor people, there's a lot of people you can give to. When it comes to Mashiach Manos, there might not be so many people to give to. Meaning, he must hold that it's Achav V'Reyus, meaning not necessarily Achav V'Reyus, but you're supposed to give to someone who's Re'ehu. And then, we can't define a Shir and say you should give to every Jew. Maybe it's not every Jew as you consider your Re'ehu. But when it comes to Evyonim, he holds, this is a very interesting Chiddush, and this is quoted La'alach in many places, what happens if you have $100? So is it better to give one person $100, or give a better case, $1,000? So is it better to give $1,000, if you ever see these stuckas, so it's become a new shtick now to write what your money buys you. So they write $100 buys a family food for a month, let's say. So you give $1,000. So is it better to give 100 aniyim $10? Or one person $1,000, and with this money, he'll have food for a lot of times. So the Bach says, clearly it's better to give the 100 people, maybe even 1,000 people a dollar. Because you're being matzil and nefesh for one day, how many souls are you saving? You're saving 1,000 souls or 100 souls as opposed to one. That's definitely better.
But in that situation, not saying anything because it's a meal.
Right, so that's what I didn't understand in the Bach. The question is, how are you saving them if you're only giving them a set of understand? How are you saving them for that day if they can't buy anything?
Because the rabbis spoke to them.
Right.
You're the only one
right.
that he's going to.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And otherwise you only have to give them enough.
Right.
The Rambam had that, when the Rambam speaks
about the
share of stuff. Right. And there's a very close that, you have to give just for that next meal. You know, for now, like 30 of that, you know,
right. What's the next meal? So maybe the Bach is defining that as whatever that a dollar would buy you, a suda in fact, and that would be better. And then we spoke about the family being Yosei. So the Aruch HaShulchan says it's considered one matana, where the Kav HaChayim and the Mikroi Kodesh quote says that as long as you're Makav, meaning if you have a husband and wife, and you give them $10, so they can split it up, five and five, and that should be okay. So he says as long as you have that Kavana, it would be okay. And that possibly is the Chiddush of the Gemara, the Chassam Sofer quotes this. We quoted the Gemara, and this is the Marsha goes according to this line. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda gave to Rabbi Shai the Kaim Matanos Levyonim. So if he was Mekayim Matanos Levyonim, or if you read it like the Yerushalmi, where he sent it back and he said, this is Matanos. So where, but in both cases, where was the second person? So maybe he did it. Maybe Rabbi Shai had a wife, and his wife was Yotzi with him. The Gemara doesn't want to talk about it, but he had a wife. And therefore, that was no problem, because obviously Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Mechavin to give this to both of them. That's a possibility that's quoted. The last thing I just wanted to say is, this is a very important halacha, Eretz Yisrael, or no aniyim in town. So no aniyim in town, so we know what the halacha is. If there's no aniyim in town, so the Kenyan Torah says there's no such thing really. Meaning nowadays there's no such thing because you pick up the phone. Baruch Hashem, nowadays they have hotlines you can call, you know, if you look in the paper up until this time. And if you're not Mekabah, to be Mekabah Mitzvah, you can give credit card, you can fax it in, you can do it on the web. There's so many ways to do it, it doesn't really matter where you live, it doesn't seem to be a problem. The question becomes, does a person need to know that you gave it to him? Meaning, do I need to receive a petek, or a letter of note saying this is from the Hartstein family? It's interesting, the Reuven was Ephraim, who was a modern-day Poisek, Ephraim Grunblatt of Memphis, Tennessee. So he says, according to Rav Yosef Engel, you would have to, the person needs to know who it is. And therefore, many of us won't be Yotzi the Mitzvah. Because when we give you these large tzedakahs, they just give it out. They don't write this on the heart, this and that. That's what he holds. And the Chuz Vahanagas, Rav Sternbach, says he doesn't understand this to be a halacha. This is not the halacha. Fakert! Right? Yeah, definitely. And it seems to be against what the halacha is. Isn't the halacha that it's much better to be very quiet about it? That you don't want him to know, like, this is from the Hartstein family, that, well, why didn't I get a letter of thank you? That's not what stuck is about. Stuck is you should be quiet about it. So certainly being able to give before, that appears that everybody agrees with that nowadays. The Eshel of Rome quotes this, Maria Sad, the Daf Torah, the Chelkas Yankov, and says that this is what you have to do nowadays, meaning is that if you can give it on Purim, that's probably the better thing to do. But he even says, for example, that you would be able to give starting from Yud Aleph Adar already, you can start sending it. So that they'll get it and they'll be able to buy it. And Maria Sat says, even Rosh Chodesh Adar, you can go as far as, right? I said that we got our mamash on Rosh Chodesh Adar, somebody sent us a Purim card, right? So maybe they think already you could be Yotze Achu Vareyos on that day. And so therefore, we basically learned it's certainly an interesting halacha here, and that is that we should understand what Matanos Levionim is.
Can we go back to the Yaakov?
Sure.
Do they count for you too?
So, the Pasha's the Mishnah Berurah, yes.
Well, no, maybe the Mishnah Berurah means it under that.
Under extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
Oh.
As opposed to.
Yeah. So yeah, he says that you have to give the Akum. Yeah, I mean that's a good question. Right. So I think he's talking about Posh Yadah. Yeah, I don't think he's talking about Sudas Purim. I mean, I'm sorry. It's not Matanos Levionim. It wouldn't make sense. I mean, unless you're really crazy and you want to hold like Mashita and say that there's the Chiluk, but that wouldn't appear. It's Daka, but it's not, you know, we know that that's Allah. He's supposed to give something to Akum, right? So the levels, I remember now, he reminded me of Rabbi Nivigashir, where he said that there's a difference between Jewish Dakas and non-Jewish Dakas, because Jewish Dakas expect a certain amount, whereas non-Jewish Dakas accept a much lower amount, right? If you give to the PBA $10, they're very happy with that. Whereas if you ever give anybody $10, your house would be made sure not to come to anymore. So what we've learned is that there is a chiluk between Matanos Levionim somewhat, and that we're not saying you should be Yotzi. Baruch Hashem, we're probably definitely Yotzi. We should understand what the reason is on why it was. Just by the way, I didn't quote the Hagos Maimonos in number 2. He basically asked the Shiloh about a person has avodim, shifchos, in his house, so he decides, what's the smartest thing? He's going to go ahead and give them the food. So he says, isn't this cheapening the mitzvah? He's taking away the mitzvah from the poor people. So I think about also as part of the chiluk of if you can say that Matanos Levionim goes to everybody. Or if it only goes to Evyonim, they're not Evyonim, because they're getting money from him. They're getting something. So they don't have lavish meals, so now he's going to make them a lavish, lavish meal. So according to the second sheet that says that it's not necessarily for Sudas Purim, so then possibly they are Yotze, because he's giving them stuff. He's still stuck. He's giving them a raise to what they're getting. They're not so rich, whatever. So what we've essentially learned is that Matanos Levionim, and I think the most important thing, if we can learn anything tonight, and that is that the halacha of the Rambam, and that is that clearly, Matanos Levionim is more important. The essence of Yontif, the essence of any Yontif, even of a Yontif Midirabbanan Rapurim, is L'Sameach Levaniyim. That you cannot sit at a meal knowing that other people are not having a meal. Right? And that's a very, very important halacha. About the halacha L'Maisa, Tatkin, no question. To the point where, to extend this, I think I've said this once before, the Rav Shechter says, what is the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazemi? Why is it possible that when I've already been Yotze Kiddush, right? I go to a Hashkama Minyan Kiddush, and then at the Hashkama Minyan somebody says to me, excuse me, I didn't hear Kiddush, can you be Yotze me? I Yotze them, five, whatever it is. And now I come home, and again I say Kiddush for my wife, and how can I be Brachas Kol HaKol left and right? How am I allowed to do that? So, Abba will say, what? Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazemi, we all have to care about it. Rav Shechter says, you're a beautiful Pesha, and he says, no, it's not just that. He says it's even more than that. It's that if there's a Jew in the world that did not hear Kiddush, I'm not Yotzi my mitzvah of Kiddush fully. And that a person gets up and he reads Megillah, and he's Yotzi his Megillah, and now somebody calls him at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, and says, I didn't hear Megillah, he has to read a Megillah, not just because Kol Yisrael Arim Lozeh, because his mitzvah of Megillah was not fulfilled to the completest level. I remember when I once came with my bar mitzvah, I was bar mitzvahed already, and we had a bar mitzvah on Purim. Not such a wise idea. Purim night was the bar mitzvah. So it was Mikra Megillah. So you go there with 113-year-olds. So Megillah, of course nobody's going to the Megillah. But the kids are talking, about it. Nobody's going to. So fine, unfortunately I came from a very firm family, Baruch Hashem, I still come from a firm family. And I came home, and my father said to me, it was very late at night, 11:30 whatever. My father said, so, how was it? And I made a joke, not realizing, I was talking to my father, and I said, it was great, except I don't think I heard one word of the Megillah. He goes, okay, one second. He goes upstairs, he gets the Megillah. Baruch Hashem, he does it very quickly. But he read it. Why? Not because he's just my father. According to the Rav Shaza Shita, I cannot have my Sudas Purim. I cannot, knowing that there are people who don't have Sudas Purim, my mitzvah of Sudas Purim doesn't have the full mitzvah of it, knowing that there are other people that don't have it. And that's an important part of what Matanas Al Yonim is, and understanding really what mitzvahs are, that my mitzvah is not complete, and that's why we give so much money to Starka, because we want all of our mitzvahs to be complete, to reach that level where everybody does all the mitzvahs, and they have the money to be able to do all the mitzvahs, then we'll have no problems, and obviously we'll rebuild the business.